Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Do we have Rohan Nadkarni?
Yeah, we have Rohan.
Is he on the line?
Yes, Sports Illustrated's Rohan Nadkarni is on the line. Rohan, what happened in the desert yesterday? I was sure the Suns were going to win, not to mention the Bucks, but I was really sure the Suns were going to win. Were you too?
Yeah, I mean, I picked the Suns. Honestly, guys, I'm still struggling with what I saw last night. It was the first game seven I'd covered professionally. So excited for the energy, and it turned completely immediately. I'm still in shock. I picked the Suns. I mean, listen, these teams have been trading blowouts for as well as the Mavericks had played at home. The Suns had played just as well at home. It's crazy what happened. I still can't believe it.
Yeah, Rohan, like, describe a little more about what the arena was like. I mean, there was like a real time for the Suns where they went basically a real time quarter scoring 5 points. Like, that's insane. Of all the things, like, what stood out to you the most?
I think what stood out to me, Maggie, and I wrote this. There was a moment, it was 5-3. I won't forget it. It was just 2 minutes into the game. It was 5-3. Luka had scored 5 straight points. And then all of a sudden, he hits a step-back three, and it was like someone flipped the switch. You could just hear it in the arena. People were nervous. People clearly couldn't. They were like, oh, man, like, this guy's not going to miss today. And there were murmurs. Like, every time he had the ball, you could feel the nerves. You could feel how uncomfortable people were. You could feel how scared people were. It was like every time he had the ball, people expected him to score. And I think he really kind of struck fear into the crowd. And I asked a couple of Suns players after the game, like, do you get discouraged? Do you start to feel helpless? And, you know, you could sense they were like, we're just trying to make it as tough as we can on them. But, you know, at some point, they just had no answer for him.
On the flip side, do you blame Chris Paul and Devin Booker for coming up short? Or do you give some credit to Dallas for a defensive scheme to stop the Suns stars?
I mean, Dallas did a fantastic job. I mean, picking up Chris Paul full court for practically the entire series, that clearly wore them down. I think the first possession of the game for the Suns, they had Devin Booker bring the ball to the floor. It's those slight tweaks that threw the Suns out of rhythm. They blitzed Devin Booker really hard. I don't know if you guys have seen the clip going around of Jason Kidd, wired for sound, just animated during a defensive possession, you know, telling Dorian Finney-Smith, stay at home, not leaving Devin Booker for a second. As soon as Devin Booker gets the ball, he gets double-teamed. The Mavericks get credit, and rightfully so. At the same time, what separates the stars, the legends, the Lukas, is they're able to overcome those defenses, right? And, you know, there's reports now that Chris Paul was hurt, but, you know, what separates the great from the very good in this game is being able to overcome defenses when they're keyed in on you.
Rohan Nadkarni is our guest. Sports Illustrated NBA writer is at the Game 7 Phoenix and Dallas last night in Phoenix, obviously. So, Rohan, what do we do with Chris Paul here? Because, obviously, he is an all-time great player. But, you know, after yesterday, and even before yesterday, but certainly after yesterday, you start looking a little closer at his Game 6s and Game 7s and a lot of failures and five times being up 2-0 and losing that series. How do you square that? Like, did his legacy take a huge hit yesterday?
You know, I think, Maggie, I think Chris Paul is like the ultimate Rorschach test, right? Because you can explain almost every single one of his losses. There's a couple that are inexplicable, that Houston series where they blew the 3-1 lead, but, you know, they were up 2-0 on the Blazers, but he got hurt. You know, they lost to Utah in a Game 7, but Blake Griffin was hurt for that series. that Rockets series where they're up 3-2, he hurts his hamstring, and he, as a result, basically goes vegan and changes his diet and all these things a couple of years later. On the other hand, I mean, you have a game like last night, a series, frankly, like this one, where after game two, everyone's talking about, is he a top 10 player in the NBA right now? I wrote, like, this guy's putting on a masterclass. His statistics haven't dropped from when he was 27 to 37. And the last four games of the series, point blank, he wasn't good enough. And I don't know if his legacy takes a hit. At the end of the day, this guy was 37 years old, arguably the best player on the number one seed in the league. But it kind of falls in line with where he's been his whole career, which is, frankly, just falls short of being an all-time, all-time great. And he's probably still one of the best 30 or 40 basketball players ever. But, you know, like Charles Barkley or other guys before him, I'm not sure he's going to get over the hump now. It's really hard to see him realistically winning a championship. This really felt like his best chance.
Rohan, do you expect him to end his career in Phoenix?
Wow, that's a great question. This is going to be an interesting summer for Phoenix. I mean, there was a lot of tension surrounding DeAndre Ayton after the game last night. You know, the team's about to get very expensive. Mikal Bridges' contract kicks in. They got to figure out what to do with Ayton, Cam Johnson. Phoenix does not have a history of paying a lot of money for teams. Their ownership situation's in flux. I expect him to finish his career here. I mean, he told me once, he's like, I don't want to be the guy that's sitting on the end of the bench and win a championship that way. You know, the way to describe Chris Paul, he doesn't like flying because he's not in control of the play. You know, and I think he wants to win a championship on his own terms, and I don't know that he's going to get a chance to do that outside of Phoenix this late in his career.
Rohan Nadkarni is our guest. Yeah, I mean, massive questions. I literally had a dream last night that Chris Paul got traded to the Knicks, and I was like, this is just too on the nose. I mean, it was just Leon Rose, like, it's just too much. I don't even know the Knicks would have to give up. Okay, so flipping over to the other series, I know this is near and dear to your heart, Rohan, because you are Miami through and through. But your unbiased sort of preview of Celtics and of Heat, what do you have?
You know, Maggie, to tell you the truth, I've been saying this for months. I think I'm skeptical of Miami in a high-leverage series such as this one. I think Boston's been far and away the best team in the league since the start of the calendar year. You know, we just got the email. We got to send in our conference picks, our conference final picks. I'm picking Boston in the series. It's just a matter of how many games. What worries me is I think Boston has more options to go to in the half court to find buckets than the Heat do. And the Heat have been able to overcome their half court offense so far in the playoffs because they played a Hawks team that was bad on defense, a compromised Philly team. I don't see that happening with Boston. Boston's defense is tailor-made to stop a team like Miami. They can switch everything. And they have a guy in Tatum who's gone to another level this postseason. As good as Jimmy Butler has been, he's just not as good of a shooter as someone like Tatum. And I think that makes a huge difference in a series like this one.
Who is the second option on Miami? If Jimmy Butler is the first, he's been outstanding. But I feel like we never know what we're going to get from Tyler Hero. Duncan Robinson might not even be on the court. Like, what's Miami? You say they don't have a lot of offense. Where are they going to turn besides Butler in this series?
That's the question, Perloff. And that's been kind of a double-edged sword for Miami all season. On one hand, Max Strus can go off, Bam Adebayo can go off, et cetera. They have guys who on a given night can get hot. But in the playoffs, I think you need consistency. You need options. You need your best players to play their best. And the Heat, I think, would tell you it's Tyler Hero. Obviously, he's second on the team in scoring during the regular season, almost led the team in scoring, led the team in shots. But I think the Sixers put out the book on how to slow down Hero, blitz him, trap him. There's a lot that they can do to kind of slow him down. And I think that, you know, Miami, he struggled during the playoffs, and I think Miami's clearly had an issue getting him going, and I think Boston can do just as good of a job on him.
Rohan, who's the best team left in the playoffs?
I lean Boston. It's crazy. I mean, at the start of the playoffs, you would have said Golden State, right? And it feels crazy not seeing a team with Steph, Clay, and Draymond, but I'm just a little bit worried about Golden State's defense. It's not like the past where they can go small and still shut teams down. They're in a difficult position with that now. I think I'm leaning Boston. That's a good question, though, man. No one's asking that yet. I'm going with the Celtics.
Okay, Rohan, we often ask for your help to settle show debates. And Maggie and I are going at it today again. I can't stand Luka smiling after a big three, especially early in the game. I feel like I don't know. My favorite players just don't react like that. Maggie loves it.
I love it.
Yeah. Where do you stand?
I think as an opponent, I would hate it, but I'm with Maggie on this one. The guy, it was like he was a horror movie villain every time he had the ball last night, is how I would describe it. The fear. You could just, people were like, how is he going to hurt us now? It was borderline like sociopathic, but in a cool way, like in a, this guy's a killer way. To me, it's just like another kind of psychological game he's playing with opponents, and clearly it works. I mean, I think teams get so frustrated with him because he is smiling and getting all these buckets on you. I'm for it. I don't know how you could be against it. Well, it's clearly working for him.
That was against Cam Johnson and Chris Paul and DeAndre Ayton on the perimeter. Like, yeah, I mean, half of those points were, sadly, Cam Johnson got on the court and Luka just became like Wilt Chamberlain scoring 50 points a game. I don't know that, like, Luka's like a 35% three-point shooter in real life. I'm not sure we're going to see that Luka in every series. I feel like he just had the Suns' number at the end there.
I mean, listen, I think he's got the highest, if not the second highest, playoff scoring average of all time. You look at some of the guys he's gone up against in the playoffs now, Kawhi Leonard, Mikal Bridges, who's Defensive Player of the Year finalist this year, the Jazz, who during the regular season at least are typically one of the better defensive teams. I mean, he's given it to everybody, man. I mean, Bridges, that was the matchup they were looking forward to going into the series, and Luka won it pretty handedly. I mean, the Suns were a top three defensive team in the league. Like, he shredded them. So, to me, it's sustainable. I haven't seen anyone figure out how to slow him down yet.
Rohan Nadkarni is joining us. He's in Phoenix. And, Rohan, you know, we love to have you on to talk basketball, but also your observations about life, pop culture, everything. And I saw your tweet today that said, it's so hot in Phoenix, I saw someone sitting on the sidewalk eating out of a tub of Breyers vanilla at noon. Like, I don't know if that person's a hero. I mean, what else have you noticed around Phoenix? Do you have any observations for us?
I don't understand how people live here. I want to know what the air conditioning costs are like. How much are we spending on electricity to keep this city livable? Like, this can't be, Phoenix can't be good for the environment. Just how much money?
Rohan, you're from Miami.
And it's going underwater, and clearly nature is winning that fight.
Oh, no.
There's nothing we can do about it. Honestly, I looked back at this person like three or four times to make sure I was seeing what I was seeing. It wasn't some kind of mirage because I'm in the middle of the desert. I made the mistake of walking to the arena yesterday. It was 105 degrees. It was a four-minute walk, just drenched in sweat by the time I get to the arena. I don't get it. I really don't get it. This man, it wasn't like a pint. It was the full Breyers tub. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know how he was keeping it cool. That thing had to have been soup by the time, you know, he got a few bites in.
Wow, that sounds really delicious. So we got Golden
and
State.
Awful.
Yeah, Golden State, Dallas, Miami, Boston. I'm just thinking of your fashion choices for the finals. Clearly, Miami's the big winner here for you, right, Rohan?
Oh, no doubt. The fact that it's a very pro-linen city,
yeah.
I just think that works in my favor. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm really hoping. Everyone's always, San Francisco, too, like maybe the most confusing weather anywhere in America, like hot during the day, cool during the night, but there's a lot of hills you have to navigate. It's very sneaky difficult to dress in the Bay Area.
Yeah, yeah. And people in Boston dress like Chris Mannix, which is to say badly. Am I correct?
That's right, yeah. Lots of hair gel, for sure. Lots of jerseys. Yeah, it's not for me.
Mannix catching the friendly fire here. Rohan, can't tell you how much we appreciate this. We'll check in with you again real soon. Try to stay cool out there.
All right, I'm looking forward to it, guys. Take care. And sorry, Prof. Maggie's absolutely right about Luka. You know, you have to take the L on this one.
Yeah, I'm used to it. Don't worry, Rohan. Thanks, buddy.
Thank you, Rohan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!